Way down upon the
Swanee River,
far, far away.
Did you go to the Old Town School of Folk Music?
That is indeed where we recorded that, actually.
It's a good-sounding recording.
Yes, and they said that now they expect a donation from you.
From the royalties that I get?
Yes. Why are you laughing? I never heard him laugh so hard.
Maybe I shouldn't be laughing.
You shouldn't be, because while you were walking away to the to use the facilities, I did take something out of your wallet. So, Mr. Schwani, last night I was at the Puppy Mill Project benefit, which was a great event. A lot of people there, a lot of people cheering on the good work this organization does, all of which kept the MC, Paul Lisnick, awake. It was a wonderful, wonderful event. And by the way,
you talked about this last week, I think, didn't you?
Well, I said it's coming up, right. And now it happened. Mm-hmm. And seriously, I'm glad it did. And so many people said hello to me, for which I'm always grateful. And you know, you forget about the difference you make, and not one or two or three people, but many people came up to me and said, in Naperville, where they were going to elect, it was apparently, you know, I don't live in Naperville, I don't know, but apparently he was in the lead, a guy who was supporting the pet stores and involved in some way, allegedly, with one of the pet stores out there that sells dogs and cats, which means, you know, if they do that, they must be from Puppy Mills, and he would have been elected in an official capacity in the village or the city. I'm not sure which Naperville is, a city or a village, but he would have been elected, and because of what we did on the radio here, he wasn't. So I appreciate people telling me that.
And interesting.
By the way, Dave, and I hope you understand this, I want to remind people with the news that we heard this week, I just do want to remind people that I've always advocated for walking our dogs to the right. Far right.
Welcome to Steve Dale's
All the Way Over.
World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, they are Chicago's oldest facility, animal shelter. And you know what, David Dinger? You've been at the Anti-Cruelty Society of Chicago for how many years now?
Oh, date me, Steve. Why don't you? I believe I'm heading for my 34th.
You are the perfect person to talk to about this. So in those 34 years, what is the biggest change in Chicago regarding animal welfare? I'm not talking about paving streets, and I'm not talking about, oh, there aren't as many potholes. I'm talking about animal welfare.
Wow, the biggest change, and there's really not even a good second place at this point, is the number of animals that have stopped coming into the system. When I started in this business, you know, we couldn't turn around and take a deep breath with the numbers that were coming through the doors. And now that while the battle isn't over, or the war isn't over, many of the battles have been won.
Well put.
So many of the shelters now are receiving animals in numbers that they can actually process through and adopt out. We've had sea changes in the way that people look at both the care of their companion animals and the role of shelters in that. I never thought that I'd see the day when more than 90% of the animals that came into our facility, an open door, we take everybody who shows up.
Yep.
And more than 90% of them are placed into new homes, lickety-split.
Yeah, lickety-split. Couple of components to all of that. First of all, I've always said that it isn't on you. So sometimes, and I didn't really plan to get into all this, but you can handle it. So I have always said that it shouldn't be on the facility, the open admission facility, whether it be animal care and control, which by law is open admission, that's the city's municipal shelter, or you or the Animal Welfare League of Chicago, also open admission. If you weren't, imagine the pressure that would be on Animal Care and Control, because they would be then the only game in town that must take in dogs or cats as members of the public, want them to be brought in. And for that, you, not you personally, but Anti-Cruelty Society and the Animal Welfare League of Chicago have been criticized by some. I say the problem has, and I've always said this, if fewer animals are brought in and the general public were more committed and had more resources for people that sincerely need it, which there are many, then the system wouldn't be overburdened. What do you think?
Well, the
and has that begun? Has that happened over these decades that you've been doing what you do?
Sure, and it's happening. But you're quite right. I mean, even at this late date, a city the size of Chicago, Animal Care and Control could not handle the burden. If we were all to close our doors and you know, select just the chosen few who come into our facility, and we'd be turning the clock back. But there's no need to. And I'd like to make the point that this didn't just happen. It wasn't like somebody snapped their fingers. It's been a lot of hard work by a lot of people over the decades that have brought us to this point. And I don't want to mislead people and think that there's no work left to do. There still is, but it's, boy, it's much happier work these days than it once was in the past.
Right. The expertise is different too today, isn't it?
Sure. We have a lot more professionalism in our entire industry, and with technology, we have the opportunity to share a lot of information and ideas, and find the things that are working elsewhere and put them into place here.
One of the sad parts is that puppy mills still exist, and there was a puppy mill bust in Indiana. There were two recently, actually. One is the puppies, you know, the puppy mills don't like to expose themselves. Well, this puppy mill was actually literally underground. I mean, they say that word often, we're going to stay under, but they were literally underground in an old World War II bunker or something to that effect. And the other bust in Indiana was in a home that had like 68 dogs, which is astounding. Well, we're going to have a pet adoption segment on Monday morning with Steve Cochran. South Suburban Humane Society apparently is involved. Dr. Coyne in Indiana, well, in Indiana and several other clinics, actually, as several clinics, is going to be on the radio with us. Dr. Coyne will be with Steve Cochran at 9:40 adopting out a dog. But it's more than pet adoption. So people think of anti-cruelty appropriately. It's a place to get a dog or a cat.
Sure, right? You can. Every day.
You've got them. However, Anti-Cruelty Society does so much more than that in the community. And I want to touch on some of these things that people may not know about. It is Chicago's oldest shelter, for starters.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been around since 1899. So,
not you.
Not me.
No.
Almost, but not quite.
All right. So let's talk about some of these education programs. I was up in, and you were there with me, doing a videotape for House Smarts TV about how to choose the right dog for you and your family that'll air in a couple of weeks. And I was talking to one of your dog trainers who said, we're going to be like a health club. People are going to be able, I'm taking it out of context here, but people are going to buy a package where they can come in anytime. I don't remember how much it was, but it was pretty reasonable. Anytime to train their dog. Well, this is something that anti-cruelty has always supported and understood, that it's all about behavior. And if we can have resources for animal behavior, you also have a behavior hotline.
Sure, we do. Anybody, and not just for our adopters, anybody who has animal issues or problems can call in for free.
Yeah.
And get solid expert advice.
By the way, we're Facebook Living now. Say hello, Dave.
Hello again.
Hello, Dave.
Oh, man, I didn't dress. I thought we were only on the radio.
Trooper Jim says he wants to know, and thank you, Trooper, how can we get the punishment to fit the crime for animal cruelty, which is a very good question.
Well, you know, Illinois consistently ranks at the top of the heap in animal protection laws amongst the 50 states.
That's true. So when Governor Quinn was governor, we were able to do that. Now, thank goodness we were able to do that when Governor Quinn was governor. I'll leave it at that. But we actually do. The secret, though, is getting these crimes prosecuted.
Sure. And I'll give a plug for another organization, because we're all in this together and we all embrace each other. But Safe Humane Chicago runs a court advocacy program, and people can get involved to show up at court hearings that are pre-scheduled and show the prosecutors and the judge that the community is solidly behind justice for people who commit these animal crimes.
I didn't let you finish about the education programs and the biggest event of the year, which is so much fun. It's a great place that you can share time and exercise with your dog. We'll talk about that next. You like to garden, David?
Well, I haven't had my fingers in the dirt for a long time, but yes, I do.
Okay, I didn't know that. The safest practice for your pets is all organic lawn and garden products. Remove the use of harmful pesticides, which makes sense not only for our pets, but for our kids, ourselves. Espoma created the Safe Paws Initiative to provide pet owners tips to keep lawns and gardens safe and pets safe outdoors. Avoid the dangers of common lawn and garden hazards. For more information, go to espoma.com and click on the Safe Paws Initiative. That's Espoma, espoma.com. It is 9 minutes before 7 o'clock. David Dinger's in the studio talking about the Anti-Cruelty Society. The big Bark in the Park is just around the corner, a week from today.
A week from today, Steve. Bark in the Park 23. Just to run down a couple, because there's new information about Bark in the Park.
Beer.
Beer. Okay, you started it. We have beer tent this year.
We're cheering, you and I.
But we also, last year we moved our location. We are in the South Loop now, the bustling, burgeoning South Loop. Stadium on the Green, just south of Soldier Field. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful setting, I'll tell you, to spend a Sunday morning and early afternoon between Soldier Field, historic Soldier Field, and the lakefront.
And that's what this is. This is a walk, so you bring your dog or dogs if they're at all dog-friendly, and you don't have to do the walk. So if you have an older dog, you can just hang out, because there's all these booths and all this information about pets. But if
and
you
beer.
Want, and beer. And if you want to walk, you can. And it's, I don't know how far it is, you probably do, and it's this beautiful walk along the lakefront. And bring your camera or phone, because the pictures, if it's a day like today, you could sell those photographs.
Yes, indeed. It is postcard ready.
Yeah.
In addition, we've got a scavenger hunt to add to the list this year for people to participate in.
Am I one of the items?
We're going to hide you, Steve. I haven't told you where yet, but we're working on it.
And I will be there as an MC with Bart Shore, the traffic broadcaster. As well as, I think, Roz Varon's going to be there again from Channel 7, and Jose Sanders will be there.
Yep.
And it's always fun. For years, the four of us have done this together. But what else happens?
We've got lots and lots of things for kids to do, for families to do, and certainly for dogs to do. We have a new addition this year, again, is a blues band.
Really?
Starting at noontime, we're going to have live blues music to set the stage, as it were.
You need something to have that beer with.
Yeah.
So it's blues music.
And the times have shifted a little bit this year.
Okay, tell me about it.
The walk actually starts at 10 mm-hmm. this year, not
Thank
9.
You.
Not
Thank you.
9.
I appreciate that.
And we're going to go a little bit later than we used to in the past. We're the party goes until 2 o'clock.
Wow.
10 to 2.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that is all right next to Soldier Field. There's a website you have.
Yep, www.anticruelty.org or barkinthepark.org. Both of them will have full information for you to come on down. And again, none of these programs that we run for free. So this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it just so happens to be the funnest fundraiser of the year.
Is.
So we encourage people to come, dogs or no, although dogs make it more fun, and come on down and participate.
Yeah, I would imagine, I don't know if you've ever counted, but I mean, there are clearly hundreds of dogs and thousands of people that come to this.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it is Chicago's biggest dog party on the lakefront.
It is exactly that, and it is so much fun. You will make new friends. and maybe meet old friends there. It is just a blast. You know, dogs must be on a leash because they're walking, you know, this organized walk all the way along the lakefront. What is it like? Two-mile walk or a mile walk or something like, you don't know?
It's, yeah, something some, like that. Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
But again, we don't have any walk police, so if you choose not to, or your dog chooses not to, you can still participate in the fun.
Or it's okay if you cheat and kind of take shortcuts along the way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, take a break. Have a beer.
I agree with that. So for further information, it's barkinthepark.org.
That's correct.
Right. Okay, so we were talking about the anti-cruelty programs. Tell me about just one or two of the programs.
Well, we've been actually retooling our community outreach efforts and specifically our education programs. If, you know, families out there with kids, if you're looking for programming that not just in the schools, but in the shelter itself, that works on instilling empathy and volunteerism in young kids to make them grow up into good citizens good animal parents. We've got some new offerings on the table, and you can see those on our website as well. But just briefly, you know, Kids Who Care and Teens Who Care. The teens can come into the shelter and do hands-on with animals. They're very excited about being able to participate with our shelter staff.
And they learn a little bit about animal care?
Sure, absolutely. And animal training and the history of what people did wrong with animals and why things are going so much better these days.
Yeah, which they are.
But with little kids, we have programming for kids as young as two now who interact with animals by reading to them, if they can read. you know, making snack plates for our small mammals, playing doctor, playing veterinarian with each other in a controlled environment. And, Saturday programming that's lots and lots of fun for little kids.
Sounds so much fun. Anticruelty.org?
Anticruelty.org, and just look under education programs.